We are in the middle of talking about who you will become. And we looked last week and we saw that many people have become something that they were never expecting. If I would have said to you 6 months ago that Mike is going to take the stage and play guitar for us, he would have not understood. But yet, he has become one of our guitar players. Who will you become? Listening to the call of the Lord upon your life will dictate who you become. So I want to jump right into the scriptures. If you missed part one, get it on the internet, get a CD. It's very important that you understand what God is doing in your life. But I want to jump right into scripture. I'm going to Jeremiah 18, chapter 18, verse 1 through 11. And God told Jeremiah, up on your feet, go to the potter's house. When you get there, I'll tell you what I have to say. See, this is very important. God was not willing to talk to Jeremiah where he was. He says, I have something to tell you, but if you don't get in position, I'm not going to tell you. Go over here, so I want to show you and tell you at the same time. We get so busy, caught up in our fight in this world, that we walk around like a horse with blinders on and we don't see what it is that God's trying to show us. God's telling you to slow down and go where I tell you to go so I can talk to you. My prayer for you this year is that you hear from God more than you've ever heard from God before. That he's constantly talking to you. That you're constantly listening. That you will slow yourself down a little bit to just take some time to hear what he has to say. And that's not going to happen at a party. That's not going to happen at a get-together. That's mostly going to happen when you get alone with God. Donna gets alone with God a lot, and she goes on walks, and God shows her all kinds of stuff all the time. Let her take three or four people talking to her at the same time. She's not going to see nothing. It is important that we have some alone time with God and that we get in position to hear what God has to say to us. So Jeremiah is telling us, he says, so I went to the potter's house, and sure enough, the potter was there. Sure enough, God will never send you somewhere that's not going to be advantageous to you. If you find yourself in a location where it's not advantageous for you, my guess, my bet, my belief is God didn't send you there, you sent yourself there. You know, most violent crimes happen late at night. Because you're somewhere you're not supposed to be. He was working away at his wheel, and whenever the pot the potter was working on turned out badly, in other words, whenever a mistake was made. I hope you don't think you're going to go through 2021 without making mistakes. We're going to make mistakes. As sometimes happens when you're working with clay. As sometimes happens when you live life. I was at my friend's factory. I watched him put together something wrong. And he didn't know he put it together wrong, so I was nice enough to point it out. Said, you know that's wrong, right? You know that ain't going to work. And he started laughing. And I said, tell me, what's so funny about this? He said, because If you're not making mistakes, then you're not working. Are you working for the kingdom of God? You're going to make a mistake. It's okay. The potter would simply, it's not a big deal to the potter, he would simply start over. And he would use the same clay, and he would just begin to make another pot. Notice that he didn't give up. Somewhere, somehow, the give up spirit got indwelled in us. Can I tell you something? If people didn't have the give up spirit, I would have had to build a bigger sanctuary by now. The numbers of people that have come through this house and have given up are in the hundreds and hundreds. Because they gave up. Bishop said something they didn't like, so they gave up. Somebody in this congregation said something they didn't like, so they gave up. God didn't call you to give up anything. Then God's message came to Jeremiah. God said, hey, can't I, just like the potter, just what the potter does, can I do that? Can I start over with Donna? Can I start over with Mike? Can I come and get Mike? And can I dust off his dirty knees because he's fallen? And can I lift him up so that he can start over? When will the people of God stop kicking somebody who needs a start over? There's some of you in this congregation right now that I know need a start over. What you're doing's not working. And you know it's not working. But in a couple of minutes, I'm going to give you the secret to the start over. Look at this. Can't I do just as the potter does, people of Israel? God's decree. God's decree. It's a spiritual law. He can do it. He said, Jeremiah, watch this guy work. Watch this potter. In the same way that this potter is working with the clay, I work on you. And here God's molding you into his likeness. And you kind of fall apart. And God says, I take you and I rework you. I work on you, people of Israel. At any moment, and I love this because I come from that old literal theology that God's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and he never changes his mind. And I grew up preaching that and believing that, and then I read the Bible. Don't read the Bible, it'll mess you up. All your preconceived notions, all that you think God is, you're going to find out that he's something totally different than you ever thought or imagined. And you're going to find out you can't put him in a box. And you're going to find out you can't control him. Because you want to know what I learned? He changes his mind all the time. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We're talking about his character, not his mind.